Have you ever wanted to be rich? Our story is about a rich young ruler. One day, as Jesus was traveling down the road, a young man ran up to him and, falling on his knees, asked a question.
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not witness falsely against your neighbor. Do not cheat. Honor your father and your mother.
Teacher, all these I have kept since I was a boy.
Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Here was an honest, sincere young man who lived right. But something was missing. He was holding back something, not opening his heart completely to God.
One thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.
When he heard this, the young man became very sad. He selfishly turned and went away very sorrowful because he had great wealth, and he wasn't willing to part with it. He thought more of his wealth than he did of having eternal life. Then Jesus went on and told his disciples how hard it was for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Who then can be saved?
With man, this is impossible. But all things are possible with God.
We have left everything to follow you.
Jesus said, "Follow me." Jesus loved the young man, but the young man didn't open his heart to Jesus' love. He turned his back on Jesus and walked away. He rejected the Lord Jesus. He went away sadly without everlasting life. He wanted to go his own way. Would you like to have everlasting life? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just invite Jesus into your heart, and he brings his new life with him. If you want to receive this gift, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for loving me and for dying on the cross and taking my punishment for my sins. I am truly sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. I believe your word and thank you that I am your child because I have received you and I now have your gift of everlasting life. Amen.